Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Women who own farmland or farm in the area are invited to a learning session, planning for the future, succession, and estate planning. Let's go in-depth with Angie Voss with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. Angie, what's Women, Land, and Legacy? What's that program?
It's a USDA-funded program statewide. It provides locally led education and outreach, as well as network opportunities toward women who own land, who farm. It started in 2004. There are several chapters now in Iowa. I believe there's last count 29 maybe. And in 2017, Marion and Mahaska counties joined together and we created a local chapter for our women in Marion and Mahaska counties.
And I presume that in part this is about sharing information. I mean, farming is such a business where you learn from each other. Is that part of this?
It is. What we did was we got together several times with some local women that we just kind of selected as being predominant in the field. We kind of polled them and saw what their interests were, what they felt like women needed. And then we set up meetings based on their feedback. We try to connect women with resources that they need. You would be surprised at FSA how many times I meet with someone who's lost a spouse who farmed, a widow. They maybe haven't been involved in the farming. They've maybe either had an outside job all those years or just were at home taking care of the kids and that kind of thing. And they have all kinds of questions about how much rent should I have. They have questions about how do I protect my land. Should I rent it? Should I cash share it or crop share it? What conservation measures should I do? How do I plan for the future? How do I, you know, set up an estate? What kind of programs do we have to offer? So what we try to do is we try to answer those questions. We try to provide them with the resources that they need to get those connections. And even if it's just connecting with a neighbor or another woman that's in the same situation as them. Yeah, so it's a good thing.
Would seem that would happen quite a bit given just normal demographics and men dying before their wives do.
Yeah, it does. You'd be surprised at how many times it does really happen. And we even have siblings that, you know, they'll inherit land and they don't know. You know, parents are gone. They don't know a lot about our programs. They don't know a lot about farming in general. They've either live away or something like that. So we try to just empower women to take an active part and just learn and give them the resources that they need to succeed.
And we're here today to talk about the second of a series of events.
Yep.
You just had one over in Mahaska County. What was that?
We had a state planning meeting. Charles Brown from Iowa State Extension put it on. Now we're having a follow-up to that, and this event's going to be held in Knoxville. It's Monday, February 25th. It will be at Peachtree Brewery in town here. We have two guest speakers. Billy Braun from Iowa State Savings Bank will be there, as well as Charles Brown again from Iowa State Extension. They're going to touch on real-life examples of situations that have occurred using trusts and wills and the importance of having your family involved in your estate planning. It's a free event. We're going to have a good meal. Registration starts at 6, and the event will be from 6:30 to approximately 8 o'clock. It's not just for women. We encourage women to bring a friend, a neighbor, even their spouse. It's just going to be a great evening, and bring their questions. We can hook you up with resources that you need. Yeah, it should be a really good event.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about women, land, and legacy estate planning with Angie Voss with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. Okay, and estate planning, you said?
Uh-huh.
And anything else?
Mainly using, estate planning, wills, trusts, involving family members. And, you know, the avenue is open. People can bring their questions in. And I think there's a book that they give of out that, that we're going to give out that's going to explain, you know, give you kind of a step-by-step of how to plan for your will or that kind of thing. So that should be very helpful. Women can take that along home with them and fill that out and then get a hold of us if there's additional questions. People should RSVP to me at the office, and I'll give you my number. It's 842-3168, extension 2, and they can RSVP. And yeah, it's going to be a great event.
Now, I've talked with local attorneys, mm-hmm. and they tell me that farmers that don't plan their mm-hmm. estates and involve the family, that's just tragic.
It can be. Yeah, it can be. I've seen in my job, I've met with people that's been the case, and it's a sad event when, you know, things can tear families apart so easily. And so if we can get information out there, at least if people can have a plan going forward, I think that's so, so important. So hopefully we're going to take a step in doing that.
And so if you think, well, the kids will figure it out, or, you know, I don't have to worry about that, it's a potential recipe for disaster.
It is. Everyone should have a plan going forward. Whether or not they think that it's going to go smooth or not, people are people, and it doesn't always go smooth. So if parents have a plan, having lived through that myself, I can say that my parents had a great plan, and us girls were... It went very smooth. We knew exactly what our parents wanted, and we are following through with that in regard to our farms. So one of the biggest things parents can do is have that there for them kids, for the kids, because it makes it so much easier when they have to go through something like that.
Well, and even if you do something that one of the kids doesn't like, at least they know it's your decision.
Exactly, and that's ultimately it. It is your decision. And as children, you hopefully want to do what your parents want. And it just makes it much easier if those decisions are already made for you.
And so how do you get the ideas for these events?
Actually, we've had lots of, they're called listening sessions, where we get groups of women together and we brainstorm with them about what do you want to know about? What do you want to learn about? And then there's a core team of us that meet, and then we plan these events, and we kind of take it by whatever's been the highest thing that people have said that they've wanted. Estate planning was huge when we had one of our events. Probably well over half people said, you know, I would really like to learn about this. We were going to try to have two or three different sessions a year, depending on how it goes. And we usually send out postcards from the FSA office, usually involving or letting people know when these events are taking place.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about women, land, and legacy estate planning with Angie Voss with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. Well, you could do estate planning, you know, every third year maybe or mm-hmm. something like
yep.
that.
Yep, we sure could.
It's always an issue.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I think that people that start young in their estate planning, I think that's crucial too. You can change those, you know, if you set up a trust, you can change that all the way through. Those revocable trusts that people set up are changeable by those people. So you can change that as your life, you know, stages change. And I just think it's important because you just never know. We're not granted tomorrow ever.
Well, no, and I read recently that the average age of the Iowa farmer is like 58 years old. You better be planning your estates.
Huh? Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, 58 isn't that old, but you need to be. And you were saying it should be done even younger.
Yeah, I don't think that hurts at all. I think it can be done. Farming is just a unique business in the fact that there's a lot of pieces that go into that. And I think it certainly is beneficial to people to do it young.
And so what other kinds of topics are you thinking about for the future?
They're talking about FSA programs, having us do one on the different programs that we offer. They're talking about just getting together and doing a fun event like, you know, doing a bowling event or doing some of those kinds of things, just not an actual learning thing, just mainly to just network people and get them together and get them talking and giving them a resource, an avenue that they can ask questions to. We've talked about doing a field event where we take them out to a farm, teach them about, I don't know, CRP, for instance. I know that's one that's been done. Conservation measures, pretty much it's open to whatever the women on the team or the women that we interact with want. Anybody can give us ideas. We're more than welcome to entertain those.
And so it's the kind of event where, you know, you say, hi, I'm Bob. I've got a place near Melcher and I do this. Oh, what are you doing with CRP?
And then, yep. And then that conversation happens.
Okay, but it wouldn't be Bob. It'd be Bobby.
This is true. This is true. We had one over at Central College last year. We had an event over there, and we had invited a lady that had been to every state, and she traveled over 100,000 miles, I believe it was, visiting all kinds of farms. And she gave a very unique presentation to us and had a great meal over at Central. It was free, but we provided the meal. Central College catered it for us, and we had probably about 40 women come to it. And it was just a really fun evening as well. So we try to do lots of different events.
Okay, and there's a free meal with this one too, right?
Absolutely, yep.
So people need to RSVP. Can you give us the dates and all that basic information again?
Yep. The meeting will be Monday, February 25th at Peachtree Brewery here in Knoxville. Registration's at 6 with the event starting at 6:30 to approximately 8. Free meal, encourage women to come and bring their spouses, bring their friends, and RSVP to me at the office. And again, my number is 641-842-3168, and you can get straight to FSA by hitting extension 2.
And this will be broadcast on KNIA and KRLS, and so people in Warren County will hear it too.
Yep.
And other counties.
Yep.
Is it okay if they come?
Sure. Yep. Sure. Absolutely. Maybe they have a Women, Land, and Legacy group in their county. Maybe they don't. We don't restrict it to just women have to live in Marion or Mahaska. It's just the county that that the chapter is set up in. But there are people from our chapter that go up to Iowa City and do their Iowa County and do theirs, attend their meetings occasionally. Yeah, there's a website for the state, and it shows where all the chapters are. For it's womenlandandlegacy.org, I believe. And they have all the different counties and all the different chapters, and they'll post events on there as well. We also have a Facebook page. Marion Mahaska Women, Land, and Legacy have a Facebook page. And so people can look us up on Facebook too and join. And then we publicize our events and stuff there as well.
And so great chance to learn, meet new people, have some fun maybe.
Yep, it is. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks to Angie Voss for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard, bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.